In three.
What page are we on? What page are we on?
76. Two.
No. Are we supposed to be here? Or are we supposed to? Are we gonna be?
You guys are gonna be. Okay, hold on. You guys are no longer at the casino. Actually. You guys went back to Eden's Embrace. You guys each get a separate room here, so you guys can move your characters, you know, to different rooms, wherever you feel comfortable. Yeah, these guys are still gonna kind of stand guard around here. All right. We're going to start recording in 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Forge D20. I am your host and dungeon master for Tales of Lodrianth, Zach, and I'm joined by Raf, Dalton, and Hunter. Last time on Tales of Lodrianth, after heading to Eden's Gate, the casino located in Eden, you guys decided to have a little bit of gambling fun. And while this was going on, Darius, a.k.a. Sir Lionel, a.k.a. Lloyd, met with Orthanax, the man who is one of the members of the web and one of their leaders, and he is responsible for the operations of the casino. They did a little bit of, you know, catching up, shared some drinks, shared some stardust, talked a bit about Arcanium, and, you know, had a quote-unquote good time, I guess you could say. Maybe for one person. After some time, a bunch of shady web members entered the casino. And when they did, they showed up with some crates full of some unknown product. That they ended up taking to the back where, if you guys remember, well, at least if Darius remembers back there, that's where Orthanax said he stored the Arcanium. So you can assume that they brought some Arcanium crates full of it, to the back to, you know, to pulverize it and turn it to stardust, to use it to fuel, you know, some of the Arcana tech that's around here. What exactly, you're not sure, but you know it's there. And, you know, after those members of the Cormiendo branch of the web left, you all decided to track them down to an alley where they were with, I believe, Dalcom has this ability where you get like a bird's eye view, right, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, but I can swap in and out of it, but yes, I do.
Yes. Okay. So you use that to track them down where you saw them using a teleportation circle in an alleyway. And as you guys went to that teleportation circle, you saw a shady homeless guy sitting there. And he was probably given some stardust to throw you off their tracks. And after getting no useful information out of this shady homeless guy, Darius snapped his neck and, out of frustration and a lack of information, you all decided to head back to Eden's Garden, where you all are staying during your time here. And now it is the day of the web's meeting, and this is your only hope to get information on the web's doing, is to overhear what they might be talking about tonight. And we're going to start in the later part of the morning. You guys are already getting, you know, your days have been started. You guys have changed. You guys have eaten breakfast. You know, you guys are just kind of getting your bearings going for the day. As you guys go to the main area, like the foyer, I guess you could say, of Eden's Garden, you can see that a lot of the bodyguards of Rosalia are hanging around, you know, making sure that, you know, they're just kind of cleaning right now. There's not really much guarding to do. I mean, Eden's Garden in the morning is not really busy. Most of the women, and there are some men as well, who provide services here, are kind of just chilling, talking, eating food around the table, smoking cigarettes, some even snorting some stardust. You can see that Rosalie and Graham are kind of just hanging out, talking in their little corner where you guys met them when you first came here. But other than that, the day is yours. You know that you have about 8 hours left until the Webb's meeting starts. I don't remember if I said where the meeting is, but you guys could easily ask somebody. You know, that's either Graham or Rosalia. They'd provide that information to you. But you guys need to come up with some sort of plan. So what do you guys want to do?
We will know where the meeting is 100% the moment the one dude shows up that we gave my weapon to, because I know where that is at all times.
Yes, 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 that's right. You gave it to somebody.
He's wearing the guy that owns the casino. I'm blanking on his name now for some reason.
You gave it to Orthanax.
Orthanax, yeah. Gave it to him as a gift. He's wearing it as a shiny dagger on his hip, and I'm gonna kill him and take it back. I didn't say that last bit. but yeah, that is how we are finding it at the very least.
Okay.
And then, if I remember correctly, didn't we have a plan last time of dressing up as some kind of guard or something like that? Like a specific guard?
Yes.
Graham's supposed to get his uniform for him.
Yes, because at the end of last session, which I'm sorry I forgot to mention, I believe that Raph, remind me, did you reach out to Damocles, or did you reach out to who did you reach out to get your
Deckus? I think it was Damocles.
Okay. So we'll say you reached out to Damocles. And you told him a specific area where to grab it. He is going to grab it. He will provide, let's say overnight, like maybe like in the late hours of the night, early hours of the morning, you get a sending stone communication. Even if you're sleeping and in your dreams, you can hear echo in it throughout your mind. And you remember when you wake up in the morning that he says, to check under your bed. When you wake up, it will be there.
All right. Well, I check under my bed, I find the package, and I will proceed to put on my Dectus Guard uniform.
Why don't you describe to everyone at the table what your Dectus Guard uniform looks like?
You know, it's kind of hard to describe what the hell this thing looks like, so why don't we show the table?
Okay. I could try to describe it for the audience to the best of my ability. So it's this like very black plate armor with like these red trimmings, like the black and red, they're kind of almost even. And the helmet with this, it's a full like face covering helmet with these like two horns that it looks like they point down.
They are not horns.
What are they? Can you tell me? It's very low quality for me for some reason. Oh, what are those?
Those are Jester. That's a Jester's cap.
Oh, that's a Jester's cap.
Wear them if you remember. A very specific character.
I do. I remember that
brother of one of his former characters that used to wear them. That's that same hat. Fucked me up when I zoomed in and saw it.
Oh, come on!
Post that one on the Instagram for the audience to see because it looks pretty rad. I don't even know if I can describe it.
It's hard to honestly hard to describe. He has a fucking, what is that, like a cape over one shoulder?
Yep, on one
or whatever the hell.
It'd be like a red.
A gas mask with fucking tubes coming out of it and shit.
You guys see?
You're gonna post this one.
Lots of layered painting.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to just exactly describe the look.
No, I'm not. I'll let Instagram do the talking. Make sure you guys go follow us on Instagram, by the way. Shameless plug.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, we can't really describe this one. It's really hard. And if we did, it would not give it the right, representation of what it actually looks like.
Yeah, I agree. All right. So do you put this on before you go to like the main area of Eden's Garden for the morning?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
You guys see this walking down the stairs. Graham looks over. Graham knows. Graham's not stupid. He kind of just nods over to Lloyd in the morning.
Yep, I'm gonna walk into their quarters and just kind of stand in there, playing my role as their guard or whatever.
Graham's gonna speak to you.
So, Lloyd, let me ask you, how do you plan to get your buddies to get in there as well as Dectus Guard?
Well, I'm sure not even the Dectus Guard can be in on the meeting.
Correct.
So, we throw them in your guard's armor, and we just bring them along.
Oh, I can do that. That shouldn't be a problem. I'll grab them, tell them to come with me upstairs, and they'll wear my people's guard. 2 is the perfect number anyway. Speaking of, where's your third friend? Didn't you have a robot friend or something?
He's been...
He's in the bag.
In the bag?
In the bag. I open the bag and I pull out his head and then I put it back in.
Interesting. All right. Well, Dalcom, Moros, please come with me.
As he exhales his cigar that he's smoking.
We're going to get you fitted for some armor so we can get you in there. We're going to have to cover some of your, well, notable features. So if you have any recommendations, that would be much appreciated.
That will be difficult. Very difficult.
All right, so he takes you guys upstairs, helps get you into these, his guard's armor, which is very, like, a olive green and brown kind of color. They do have the optional full face masks that you guys could wear. They look very much, very simple. Think of the Dectus Guard mask with all the gas mask tubes and stuff, minus the Jester's cap. It's just kind of like circular.
Question.
Yes.
Are Moros and I in the same room while we're changing?
Why not? Take us up in one room? Why not?
Cool. This is the first time Moros is anyone has ever seen Dalcom without his armor on. The only parts of him that are bird are only his hands, feet, and head. Sorry, just his hands and head.
What's the rest of him?
Just looks like a human.
Hands, feet,
the and wings head. Are there. The wings are there. The rest of him is just regular skin, and you notice he's not wearing any undergarments and has no genitals.
Moros wasn't looking there, but thank you for making it clear so it's safe. Moros is changing. He'll kind of glance over, and as you're taking off the armor, realize you're like human-bodied. Moros' eyes are going to get real wide. He's going to just kind of squint his eyes a little bit after that and just kind of shake his head. I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. Moros. He sees inside my body, sees there's nothing in there.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
What? I don't, what? Know what? You don't want to know what?
Your family, they were all animals in a way, right? You know, well, not animals, but you know what I mean. Right? You know, largely anthropomorphic beings. Why are you the way that you are?
He just kind of like he didn't see the point in finishing what was going to be hidden by armor, so he got lazy.
What do you mean by that? You know, most people being conceived doesn't involve stopping halfway or getting lazy. It's rather quick in the grand scheme of things.
If you we know, make it out of here alive, we can go see Ellie and we can talk about it. I can't really tell you.
I would also like to know why I didn't see anything inside of you.
It's the same thing.
Very well, Helen. Disregard anything I said.
We will... Oh, wait, hold on. I can actually do something. I am going to pull out a little scroll. I'm going to tear it. And I'm sent using it to message Ellie, and I whisper a couple words. Okay, all right. Comes back, and then I write something down on a piece of paper, and I hand it to Moros.
You mean Evangeline?
Malcolm still doesn't know you can't read. Evangeline, sorry, yeah.
No, you're good. Malcolm still doesn't. On the same page.
Yeah, Malcolm still doesn't know. He can't read, so this is going to be a fun thing. Ed, hold on.
Oh, no.
This is really fun. I actually have to do something. All right. I will send Zach what it is later. Because I actually have to find a translator. Because Dalcom cannot write in common. He can only write in Celestial. He only knows how to write Celestial. What? Why did I do this?
All right,
but that is all.
I'm sure in the moment it sounded like an amazing idea.
I didn't think Morris was going to be the person to find out about this, okay? I think the one person who can't read was going to be the one to find out about the thing he can't verbally say.
Wait, he's gonna show me something?
He wrote down something on a piece of paper and he's handing it to you, but it's written in Celestial because he can't write in common.
Alright, well I grabbed the paper.
So I don't know if you speak Celestial, but I don't know how to
the paper. What in the hell is this? Did you draw me something
you asked for? It's I don't know how to write and read in common.
Well, that's funny, because I don't know how to write or read at all. Well, this looks like you took a bunch of ink and put it all over your feathers and just rolled around on this parchment.
If we find somebody who can read common for you and can say those words, or Celestial for you and can say those words, you'll know what I was trying to say, and... Till then, oh well.
Alright, well, I'll put this in my armor. And Morris goes and puts it in the armor that he just, like, took off, so it's for safekeeping in his bag. And then he puts on the guard's outfit that we're supposed to wear.
Wait a second. Can I do something kind of funny?
Go for it.
Okay, I have a spell called Borrowed Knowledge. It's technically used to give proficiency in a skill that which the person lacks. Can I give him my proficiency in reading Celestial?
Can you target other people with this spell?
It is, yes. Oh, no, it's self only. Fuck. Never mind then.
I was going to say, if you could target other people, I'd be down for it. That would actually be like, I could finally understand.
God damn it. Never mind then.
Sag. All right. Y'all get your armor on.
So.
Graham looks at you guys and says, you look good. You'll definitely each pass to be one of my guard. Oh, can I have you guys roll me deception checks, by the way?
Right. Hey, remember that remember that borrowed knowledge I said I was gonna do?
Yeah, I'm
gonna
do that now. Deception, Dalcom. All right. Whoever wants to go first. Dalcom is first. Dalcom has rolled.
All right.
It is taking a bit.
It's a 20.
I rolled a 7.
17. I rolled a 17 plus 3.
Just tell me your guys' rolls tonight. I think above VTT is having issues for me. So. All right. Cool deal. So 20 and a 7. Cool. Yep. So with those rolls, you guys are in your gear. You guys have some time to plan if you guys want to plan anything at all before this web meeting. Now, obviously, you're going to be going with Rosalie and Graham, so you won't need to use the Orthonax thing, but you'll know when he gets there. So that might be good information to have, if that makes sense.
All right.
So, you guys want to make any plans, or do you guys want to skip over to this meeting?
I don't think we're... Well, it's pretty really the planning type.
You're right. That's what I thought I'd ask. I'd give you at least the opportunity.
My plan would be, if we get caught, to kill them. I think that is a good plan.
Like that plan a lot.
If they don't catch us, we sit through the meeting successfully, we pick out one, and we kill them after the meeting. I don't think that's a good idea.
I think it's Orthonax that we kill as soon as the meeting's done and as soon as he's away from people.
So you can get your fancy weapon back. Yes. You have been acting a little funny since then.
Yep. It will be amazing.
Moros' eyes get real wide and his head kind of like leans back.
That was a little weird there, Dalcom. I almost sounded like you got some sort of sick pleasure at the thought of being reunited with it. I'll pretend it was another one of your little quirks.
Imagine if you lost a family member. Willing gave him away, and somebody was holding on to him. You couldn't hold him anymore. It's like that. But like, it's your soul too.
Well, I don't have a family, so that makes it hard to comprehend that, but I will do my best. I assume you mean like my father, but I haven't had a family in a long time. But yeah, like losing my father was. Yeah, if I could get him back, I guess. Right? Yeah. The only family I knew. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wouldn't like that at all. Oh, gods. Or it's like if you had your mind splintered into multiple personalities and you were trapped within. And Morris kind of looked over at Lloyd, or Darius, rather.
That's worse. That sounds a lot worse.
Yeah.
I just feel gross.
It could always be worse. You know, when I hang out with the two of you, and we all, we do this questing thing, I always find myself saying, yeah, could be worse. I could be one of them. I could be some strange hybrid birdman. Or I could be sad and broken like Darius. No offense, Darius. You're a very good man, but I worry about you and Lloyd and everyone else that may potentially be within.
It's okay. I understand.
So we're all three going to be Graham's guards, and I think we're in agreement we hunt down Orthanax after the meeting is done. We don't get spotted. If we do get spotted, we cut our way out of there. That's probably the best bet. But let's not get caught. I would not like that.
Murdery.
I think that's about as much planning as you're going to get out of this group.
That's cool with me. I don't give a shit. Oh, come on. I know I made this guy. One second, guys. Oh, that's super shitty. All right. We are going to do a little bit of time skipping, but before that, we're going to take a quick break. Just really quick. All right. Back in... Fuck!
What'd you do?
I was converting the MKV file to an MP4, and I accidentally exited out of the wrong tab. Convert to MP4. Convert. Okay. All right. Live in 3, 2, 1. So, after coming up with a quote-unquote plan... Because you guys don't do that shit. You guys kind of... What do you guys do to pass the time? You guys just kind of hang out? Chat? Drink? Do you guys do anything like that?
If I remember correctly... Oh, no. I think I nailed the constitution saving throw on the last thing. So, never mind.
Okay.
So I was going to say, I did a bunch of fucking stardust and then passed the fuck out.
Yeah, you saved on your constitution, so you didn't get addicted or anything, but you were definitely fucked up.
I don't know if I'm feeling effects from it afterwards now.
No, but... you're good. But I'm assuming you guys just hung out then, did a whole bunch of nothing, just waiting for the time to come up. You guys get in your gear, and you guys head out. Your blade that you stuck on Orthanax, it goes off right as you guys are leaving Eden's embrace. And you feel... You can know the exact location, right? You haven't been to this location.
Yep. It's like a waypoint.
Yeah.
But it's like a beacon, like that pings in that direction.
Yeah, and you can see that. It's see like
a feeling.
You just like feel in your gut that you guys are getting closer, that you're getting closer to it. And eventually you come across this large plot of land that is secured by these cobblestone base going around the entire acres, and then you have these like iron fences that are kind of surrounding the perimeter with this large gate closed. And in front of this large gate, there are two members that are clearly in web colors of black and red, kind of standing there. They look at Graham and Rosalia, who are walking with you guys, give them a nod, open the gate. They kind of watch you guys closely. They're kind of like squinting their eyes at, you know, you guys as you come in, watching you closely. And you all kind of go down this winding stone path. You guys cross this beautiful fountain and see the figure of a person you've seen before. You saw them at the Eden's Gate Casino. They were one of the individuals who was dropping off the Arcanium. They are a purple tiefling with slicked back hair, wearing this like heavy plate armor and wielding this large buster sword. And as you guys go around the fountain, you can see these beautiful, beautiful double wood doors where two more web members await, and they open the door for you guys. And you guys are opened up to this large lobby where you can see two staircases on the left and the right kind of spiraling up to the next floor. Straight in front of you, you can see that there's all these beautiful plants kind of in your way. You can see a small stream of like this kind of water that's running. You can, maybe there's some sort of Arcanatech pump, you know, pumping this water and kind of like causing this sound of water to flow through the room underneath this like beautiful crest that's in the center of the room. Right across, straight across where this running water is leading to, there's a wood platform, which has a slight elevation above the stone floor that is the main kind of portion of this room. There are two more web guards in there, and they look at each of you as you enter. Come. They wait for you. And they're speaking to Graham and Rosalia, who walk up and get closer. As you guys get closer with them, your guard stays outside, no matter if they're Dectus guard or not. And they look over at Lloyd.
I'm just standing there, arms crossed.
They're kind of like staring at each of you. You could tell that some of these guards that are in this room are of different legs of the web. They're not all wearing the same, you know, patterns or colors. I mean, that red is very prominent, but some are wearing like purple and red. Some are wearing like this white and red. There's a whole amalgamation of colors. They let Graham and Rosalia in, and I'm going to give you guys a brief, you guys will see very briefly what is in here. You guys can see Orthanax is in there, so you know where your blade is now, as you can physically see him. You see a couple of other people. Lloyd, you see someone very familiar to you. I'll point him out first. You see a gnome with unruly white hair that falls in front of his sharp, very calculating blue eyes. His clothes are like this patchwork of like practical leather armor and magic components, and he has a crazed look in his eye, and he looks at the doors that opens, and he locks eyes with you. It's Savius. You remember the last time you saw his face, that he was experimenting on you, doing unruly things to you. Then you see the tiefling on the statue that was outside. You see Orthanax, whom I've already described to you. You see from the back a dwarven man who has this like scar going from like the front of their head all the way to the back, and they have this like slicked back white hair, big large white beard. You can even see it from behind them. They're wearing this like purple kind of outfit that's lined with red, and where their scar is with these like claw marks, you can see that the claws are kind of like tattooed into them, are like those, they're like legs of a spider. So his like, he's got like a spider tattoo on the side of his head. That is Kazarius. Next, you see another one you've seen before, Jarek, the half-orc. You can see him from behind. Who is another new one that you guys haven't seen? You see the last one who you guys have not seen, Yasha. She is a gnome with this like dark olive-colored skin, a very muscular frame, dark brown hair that's tied into a tight ponytail, and she has these, like, durable leather wraps on her hands and her, like, forearms that looks like she's, like, a, like, she's a fist fighter. Like, she is a, like, fighter for sport. And then you hear, doom, 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 come from the other side of the room. You see this hulking figure. Made of metal, would this Hulk of a beast? It has this muscular frame that's human yet inhuman. It's as if it's half man, half machine. The base is like this black color, but it is lined with red. They have these glowing red eyes, and out of, like, coming from the eyes are these, like they're not like veins, but they look like circuitry coming out of their eye. They turn, meet the eyes of all of you. Graham and Rosalie walk in, and the doors shut in front of you. Is there anything that you guys wish to say to one another? Do with one another as the guards close the door? They are going to just walk away.
Moros's eyes just get wide at the sight of the big armored fellow.
Okay. By the way, you see this like red magical aura begin to surround the door. You assume because the guards walked away, someone maybe casted a spell of some kind to lock the door. So there's no point in guarding the door anymore. And the guards, they kind of just hang out. They're kind of chilling, joking, and laughing now. Not even
how the hell are we supposed to listen? We can't just sit here and stick our ears up to the door.
No, that won't work.
Anything for this. Honestly, I have no idea what to do.
We don't really have kind of free reign of the rest of the area right now, it looks like, with them blocking the stairs.
I will say this, besides the stairs, on your left and right, there are hallways that lead to other areas.
Okay, I thought that was part of the stairs.
Yeah, I thought it was like the upstairs area.
Nope. Sorry, I didn't even describe that when you guys came in. That's my bad. But the stairs go up to a completely different area. You see, like, the black squares on this map? That's, like, quote-unquote, you guys going upstairs, where there would be an entirely different map.
So, I can feel Orthanax is right here. So, I'm gonna walk this way and try to see if I can find, like, something over here to get closer to him, to just fucking, if I need to, run in, kill him, grab my weapon, and then leave.
Okay. So as you walk that in that direction down that hallway, you see that there's a red carpet on the floor. You can see as you turn to the, you see to your right, halfway down the hallway, there's another set of stairs leading down, actually. And then as you enter the end of the hallway, there's a set of double doors right in front of you, and then there's a set of single doors to the left and right. To the left, you think would potentially maybe get you closer to listening distance, just given on your capabilities of understanding, you know, the layout of this area.
I'm gonna walk back over to them. Well, there's more doors down that hallway. If we go left, there might be a room we can listen in. But if you go down, there's another bay, like a basement area, and then there's more rooms. We could just explore if we want. Doesn't seem like anyone's going to stop us.
But we were here to eavesdrop on the meeting, not explore.
I mean, finding information however we can. Kind of just whatever we're most comfortable with doing.
Well, at least one of us should keep up appearances. Another should maybe eavesdrop on the meeting, and then one other can explore. Two can go explore, and one eavesdrops on the meeting. But we need to hear what's going on in there.
If not, then what was the point of us joining them?
I can go into that room and, you know, I can cast a little bit of magic on myself to, well, boost my abilities.
Do you want to be the one that eavesdrops, and if you can keep an eye on your weapon, then
I can. It's, you know, kind of up to everyone.
Darius, do you want to be the one to eavesdrop on this, since you have such insider information already? You may be able to make more sense of the things that are said.
I would like to, yes.
Okay, then. It's settled. Darius will stay here, eavesdrop on the meeting. Dalcom, you and I will go explore. We will go together in case something happens. He's least likely to get messed with. He's a Dectus guard. They'll probably think twice about it. But the two of us, probably better if we, you know, pair up.
All right, sounds good. It's just over this way, and I'm going to lead them to the room.
Moros follows.
All right. So as you go to the door on the left, you realize it is locked.
Whoop. I look at Darius. Do you have anything for this? Thieves' tools, maybe? Did I die?
No. Darius? Lloyd?
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Wait, who moved me?
No.
I pulled you with us.
Yeah.
Because we're going... I was showing you to the room where you're going to be hidden so you can eavesdrop.
Can I even get in there?
It's locked. The door is locked.
I was asking if you had thieves. I was asking if you had thieves' tools.
I think he does. Let me check.
No.
All right, cool.
I just checked his character sheet. It says there's thieves. Oh, no. Is that proficiency in thieves' tools?
It's going to be, yeah, if it's in tools, it's going to be proficiency in thieves' tools. You would have to have someone who's like, actually have someone in his inventory.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to ask for a dagger.
Would you allow this? Using my telekinetic movement, could I move the fucking like lock or something?
Dude, I'll let this be like an infinite thieves tools thing for you. That's actually pretty cool. Yeah. Just do me a thieves tools check, but you can use your do you use a stat for your telekinetic abilities?
No.
Okay.
It just uses up the movement. Like it uses up a charge. The first time is free, but every other time after that it uses up a charge.
Okay. Just do I'll let you use your like whatever modifier you can make sense. Like I could see you using your intelligence for your telekinetic abilities because you have +3 to intelligence. For your thieves' tools check, so you'd get +5. We could say that if you want to do that. It's a pretty creative way to use thieves' tools. I like that. Without having thieves' tools, being a psi fighter.
A 10.
A 10 is just what you needed to open the door. As you focus and concentrate, and you hear a as the lock gives way, the door slightly opens. No creak or anything. It seems like they keep up with, you know, the hinges on these doors, making sure they don't rust up.
Quite nice.
Before he gets too far in, I'm going to grab him by his one shoulder, spin around, hold him by both shoulders, look him deep in the eyes.
If Orthonex leaves and he's by himself and you can get him a load, gut him like a fucking fish.
And I'm going to let him go.
Oh my God. I second this.
I'm going to slip in.
You slip in, you see a set of double doors that have that same like red aura around it. It's locked. But you can hear muffling. If you were to press your ear to the door, you're pretty confident you'd be able to hear what they're saying on the other side.
I mean, I'm pretty sure if I put my ear up to the door, the fucking door is going to like has like an alarm or something.
I mean, you can do whatever you want. However you want to figure
it out. Well, I'm not going to do anything because I don't know about it. I don't know why I didn't do it on the other door. I have fine traps. I didn't even do that on the other door.
You have what?
I have find traps. As a spell I know.
I don't know why I didn't do that.
So, Dalkin and Moros, you killed. What are you guys going to do in the interim? Are you guys going to go to the door on the right? Are you guys going to go to the door straight in front of you? Where do you guys want to go?
I just followed Alcom wherever he goes. I'm just here to kill anybody that fucks with him.
Down seems more interesting. Let's go down.
All right. I do not have a map for down, but it will be theater of the mind for you guys. As you descend the staircase, to the dungeon.
Yay.
The wood stairs turn to stone, and you are in this dungeon. And my God, when you get down here, it is full of crates. Crates full of... You can see Arcanium spilling out. You can see like all of these like Arcanatech devices, all this paperwork scattered on a single table down here. There is no one here. It is completely empty. You can tell that there's a sheet as you guys enter that says hours worked. You can see some employees' names on there like Jared. You can see Mike. And Jeff on there. They are all clocked out for the day. It's as if they...
Before we go any further with this, do I feel a second ping based off of information that I got from Rosalia when I paid her?
Refresh me. I'm sorry.
What I had paid her the 20 gold to do. It's in our DMs about his facility and what's in there.
You talking about this facility, the Cormiendo facility in particular?
It was Savius's secret facility. I was just wondering if this was where the secret facility was under this building.
No.
Thing is. So, yeah, okay. No.
Yeah, Savius's facility is elsewhere.
Okay.
So before we get to any of the meeting stuff, I'll let you guys explore this basement briefly. Is there any, what do you guys want to look through? Do you guys want to look through some of the crates of Arcanium? Do you want to look through some of the place with it, some technology? Do you want to look through the paperwork?
Well, first I'm going to cast Find Traps. Just in case.
Okay. Can you send me what the spell Find Traps does and I'll read it.
Yep. Allows you to sense any trap within line of sight.
Yes, there are a few traps in here. Each of the crates of Arcanium are lined with mechanical traps of string that all connect to the this like lever on the other side of the room, and you can see these small arrow slits as if they are going to fire right at you, because all these crates of Arcanium are in a perfect line where if you were to pull one of the crates and you didn't know how to open it correctly, you would get shunted with arrows. Can you see magical traps, or is it only physical traps?
Thus, the spell senses alarm or glyph of warding spell or mechanical pit trap. So anything that is created to cause damage or other danger.
Okay. I will say there is one glyph of warding in this room as well.
I was gonna hold on. There's more to that, but okay. It's a glyph warning. Doesn't tell me the nature. I just know there is a spell, like a magical trap here. Because what it does is, if you read the bottom, it supposedly reveals that a trap is present, but not its location. You do learn the general nature of the danger posed by a trap you sense. So I know it will kill me. I know it'll kill me with something by shooting something at me, but I don't know where the trap is. Is kind
of got it. Yep. So there's a mechanical trap in here, and then there's the glyph warning. Those you definitely sense traps in here, though.
All right. I'm going to look at Moros.
Don't touch anything. There's a magical trap and a bunch of mechanical ones in here.
Very well. I won't touch anything. I'll merely observe.
Could I roll a perception check to try to spot the strings or whatever, or like what the, you know, see if I can find what the mechanical traps are.
Yeah, absolutely. Roll me a perception check or investigation. All right, your cool. choice.
I'm gonna use another my last second level to get myself I was going to do this anyways, but give myself proficiency in perception and lose my proficiency in deception. All right. Hold on. Nope, I don't have it anymore. I don't think I do. No, we've slept, so never mind. I don't have it anymore. That's a natural one.
Oof. Yeah, you can't see. It's these mechanical traps are really well hidden.
All right. Well. Fuck.
Nope. I mean, I don't know where they are, but there's a bunch of traps down here. So be careful.
I guess that's kind of all I'm going to do down here.
My middle name.
Your middle name is Murder. I've seen your birth certificate.
You have a birth certificate? I have a middle name. Did you know my father? No.
Yes, I knew your father.
Let's keep moving.
Right. I only came into existence 4 years ago, but I somehow knew your father. Yes, yep, that's how that is.
I don't even know how long 4 years is.
That's a number larger than 8 that you can't count to, as I've learned. Rotations around the sun.
Many days, many moons.
It's 4 whole cycles of the seasons. You can count to that.
That seems doable, yes. What do you think, what do you think about setting fire to this fucking place before we leave?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, actually. I was kind of thinking of something similar.
Yeah, we could just, you know... I wonder if this Arcanium is flammable. Or explosive, even. And if it is, well, then...
Explosives?
I mean, I'm pretty sure they've got one of those bombs lying around like they did at the hotel.
That's still a TV, but you know what? I'll let it go.
But no, I don't have any explosives.
Mm. I have a tinder kit, so...
Maybe that's something. That.
All right.
Well,
hold on, can I... Can I take the blanket I have and just set it in the corner and get ready to, like, light it?
Sure.
With the tinderbox and just douse it in whatever flammable material that tinderbox has and just wait there until... I'm gonna... Yeah.
Morris, go... Go open the door to Lloyd and try to beckon him to you in a few minutes and tell him the plan and then tell him to give us a signal when he leaves and I'll burn this bitch to the ground. Yep, let's do that. Yes.
Moros nods. Farewell. He goes and walks back over to Darius and then just kind of waits. He's not going to interrupt Darius. He looks like he's in great thought right now. But he's going to, once he has a moment, get his attention.
That is all.
All right. With that being said, we're going to turn the camera to Lloyd. Lloyd, how are you going to try to listen to this meeting? It sounded like you didn't want to risk putting your ear to the door. So how are you going to try to get a better grasp on what's being spoken on the other side?
Is there like a fucking vent above me?
Roll me a perception or investigation check. What'd you roll? Because I can't see the numbers.
Rolled a 7.
A 7. Well, you're lucky that seeing vents is not very difficult because it's a DC 5. You look up and you see a vent. It could fit a medium-sized creature in, too.
Where'd you say it was again?
Right above you.
All right. I'm gonna go into the vent. Fuck it.
How are you gonna climb up there? It's about 15 feet up above you.
So you know the ladder thing that they do in parkour, where they have the bar and they use the ladder. I'm gonna do that, but with my immovable rod.
Oh shit! Okay, roll me a athletics or acrobatics with advantage. That's pretty cool.
Eighteen.
With ease, you do that. You can, and you very quickly also, while holding on to the immovable rod, quietly open the vent and whoop, get up in there, and you're able to crawl through.
All right.
The vent goes to the left and the right. Obviously, you want to go to the left because that's where the, meeting room is. So you start crawling to the left and you see an opening where you can see down below. You can get a good yet slightly obscured view of the room because you have grates in the vents. You can see the entire meeting table.
All right. Where would I be located at?
Hold on, I gotta refresh the page because it's being wonky. Above ETT is being weird today. It puts you like right here. Now, you start to hear everything that's going on in this room very clearly, might I add. And you hear them just kind of chattering. The large half automaton, half man looking thing is just sitting there in silence. Everyone else is kind of chatting amongst themselves about stuff you can't comprehend. There's too many people talking at once. And then you see the automaton / human hybrid, the cyborg, we'll call it, raises his hand. And emitting from his hand is this red hologram of the bust of a masked individual. This mask is large. It makes their head appear larger than it is. And you can see there's these like tendrils or maybe even legs, 8 of them protruding from the mask. Silence. We shall begin. You hear in a altered voice. You see everyone stops. Immediately giving the respect that this hologram demands, you know who this is. No one in the web would disobey the orders of the spider. And this is his representation tonight, using the vessel of this cyborg to present his message. You see, all of the legs of the spider are now watching very closely, watching the hulking, towering figure of this arcanic construct that's holding this bust of this individual. They speak again. Before we begin,
I have some news from the kingdom of Elicor. Our ally, Lord Arvarax, has supplied us with 2 complimentary crates of Arcanium, plus 2 more that we purchased that just shipped from Port Ashtalon. I've been advised they will arrive in the next week. So, Jarek, make sure that you meet him at our designated location on the southern side of the isle to pick up that package for me. Now that I've got that out of the way, why don't we get to the bottom of why I called you all here? I called you here for the plan we have been talking about for quite some time, and we'll start with Savius. Do you have any status updates on the construction of your bomb?
Yes, sire. The bomb is near completion. I should complete it by the end of this week. Everything is coming to fruition.
Good. We'll transport it from the Ember Enclave Warehouse, load it onto an RA truck, and take it to the Eflar Central Abandoned Rail Station. A small locomotive transport. We'll have the cargo transloaded onto the rail unit. It will take it to our designated location underneath the Sun Spire and blast it to hell, taking out the entire Sunside Ward and the High Council of the Bright Star. Now, I will have Iron Fang here inform Lady Blumia of the Council ahead of time so she can make her arrangements to not be present. Now, the plan is, we set the bomb off, and we use it to move the entirety of the Skywatch enforcers to the Sun Spire to defend their people in power, exposing the crucible of the Bright Star so we can extract our high-value target from the prison. Then, war begins. Lloyd, what's your reaction to hearing all of this?
A little baffled, a bit concerned.
As this baffled look begins to encapsulate your face, you see that Yasha speaks out.
Okay, so who exactly are we breaking out? And then you hear the automaton speak for the first time.
Do not speak out of turn.
And you hear the spider begin to speak, interrupting Iron Fang. It is fine, Iron Fang. I shall provide clarity. The target is Declan Miller, Edenite turned Eflarin after the Civil War. He will be a valuable asset to our cause. Now, any other questions? The room is filled with silence. Good. Other than that, I have 2 more things to address. Now, as each of you has known, we've had a bit of a bothersome infestation attempting to do reconnaissance on us to try to snuff us out. Damocles. Good thing I've figured out his identity. With the help of Savius's technology, Yasha's brute strength in extracting information from some of Devlin Miller's spies, I've discovered that Devlin Miller himself is none other than Damocles. And well, I want you to bring him to me. Alive. If you bring him to me dead, I will make sure you meet that same fate. Now, to the last thing that this meeting is about. Iron Fang begins to pace around the room, making a circle, counterclockwise, slowly making his way around the table. Failure in the web is no longer an option. If we do not execute this plan to the T, Eden will be wiped out by those disgusting rich pricks. And you see, slowly and slowly, Iron Fang makes his way around the table and stops right behind Graham. Graham, Jarek informed me of your inadequacy to properly secure and transport the cargo. It cost us a lot of gold. And I will not tolerate failure. And you see, Iron Fang raises his arm. It turns into this giant cannon. Doom! Blasts Graham's brains all across the table. Every single member of the web that is in here has a look of shock on their face. A look of fear. Lloyd, Darius, Sir Lionel. What look do you have on your face?
Rage. Anger.
That rage and that anger, you can feel it rising from your stomach. Every part of you wants to just bust through this grate and kill Iron Fang and then find the spider and then the rest of these dirty bastards who just did this to you. But you know, deep in your heart, you would not survive a fight like this. Now, we're going to shift the camera back to Dalkum and Moros. Now, Dalkum and Moros, you guys, you were going to have Moros go check on Darius, right?
Yeah, I told him to go up and let him know what our plan was.
Okay.
But do we hear the loud boom?
Oh, you absolutely do. It's echoed throughout this entire manor.
Oh well. Yes. With this, all right. I'll ask Hunter this. Has Moros left already?
I would say I was on my way there, but I mean, I probably just recently left. It'd be a little too early for that to be the signal.
Yes, but I don't know what's happened.
I don't know.
Dalkum thought process is, oh shit, something just exploded. They found Lloyd.
Oh. Well, if you want to run that,
I'm lighting the rag and I'm throwing it on top of the Arcanium, the blanket with all the tinder and stuff, and I'm throwing it on top of the Arcanium and I'm running up the stairs after Moros.
Okay. I would say by now I'm probably at Lloyd, actually, though. Because I left at the end of our last turn, basically.
Okay.
So I'm probably like approaching Lloyd and walking in the room as that explosion happens.
And you see the vent above you, it's open. You probably assume Lloyd is probably up there somehow.
I look at the vent up there. Is there like a way to kind of get up there?
Not anywhere.
You know, I'll just take a...
Go ahead.
I'll just take a small little coin out and I toss it up there.
Lloyd, you hear the coin behind you.
All right, I'm gonna start pulling out. You see my head poke out?
Darius, What the hell was that? Moro says, you like see him mouthing, what the hell was that?
I'm gonna lower myself down. They killed Graham.
He killed Graham. What if Rosalia? Rosaria, whatever her name is.
Still breathing, still kicking.
Graham was our best in. Other than her, now we only have one. Why? Why was he killed?
Because he lost the shipment.
It was weeks ago. It wasn't his fault. We were attacked by a giant fucking monster. This is not good. Is the meeting over? Is it adjourned? Or is it still going?
Well, we got what we really needed to know.
Well, then let's get the fuck out of here.
Probably at this point, I will have made it from running upstairs after hearing the boom and lighting the bomb on fire. Let's open the door.
That may or may not be a problem.
We have to go. We have to go.
We were Graham's guards.
We have to leave now. We have to leave now. I lit the basement on fire. We have to go.
Did what?
Basement on fire. Run!
Why?
Bunch of arcanium. We were gonna sabotage it after we left. But then I heard a boom. I thought somebody died. You being you, I thought you got caught, and I figured we need a distraction to get out. So I just lit it on fire. Let's just run. It's a bunch of arcanium. It'll fuck up their supply forever.
Okay, let's fucking go. Moro starts like dragging Darius with him. We need to fucking go.
As you say this. Do you guys remember how I said there was a glyph board in the basement?
Don't act natural. Act natural.
Yeah, that glyph of warding had fireball in it. And the second that fire begins to spread, you hear another boom coming from the basement. And like literally, like as you guys are trying to like sneak out right in front of you guys, an explosion happens. And you guys can see all the wood breaking. You can see people, the guards are starting to freak out. They're like, oh shit, we're under attack. You can hear from the other side a screaming coming from Iron, because now you recognize Iron Fang's voice, Darius. Meeting adjourned. Everyone get out of here now. And you see all of the members of the Legs of the Spider, they start to run, and they are all starting to pour out of the room.
Run back into the room and dive through the window.
Wait, hold on. This explosion happened right in front of us. Did we get knocked out in this explosion?
Roll me a dex save.
It would have to go up the stairs. No, there's no way. It would have to go up the stairs. And the stairs are winding.
This is just... This isn't to get hit by the fireball. This is for something else. This is by debris.
Because the explosion's below us.
Doesn't mean this place isn't poorly constructed.
My point is...
17 for Moro.
This is a fucking basement. That means there's at least 7 to 8 feet of something in between the bottom floor and where the basement starts.
The web cuts
but
corners.
But it's also arcanium.
I don't know what arcanium is. A cocaine in real life isn't explosive. It was dexterity, though. I'm still gonna roll.
Well, arcanium isn't stardust.
No, they make pulverized, it
it's pulverized and it's like turned it by different processes to turn it into a drug.
Nine.
But you can't like snort raw fucking arcanium. It's not going to do anything to you. It's a whole entire process that I haven't had time to explain. Okay, what's everybody's rolls? Because my shit still is not loading.
I got a 13.
13?
I got a 9.
9. What'd you get, Moros?
17.
A 9, you're just knocked prone and you need half your movement to get back up. Everyone else succeeded. So you're just going to fall a little behind, Dalcom. You're going to try to run, bust through the one of the windows?
Yeah.
I was running back in that room. That's where okay. I was going.
You guys are going to jump through the window. As you guys jump through the window, who's jumping through the window first? I'm just curious.
The guy who said he was going to do it?
Athletics check.
I was going to say, it's probably...
Or acrobatics.
Probably me.
Let's see if you could break this window.
All right.
15. You break through the window, but shortly after you break through the window on your side, you hear the window to your left break.
Oh, boy.
And guess who's standing there as he lands on the ground, turns to the right, and he sees you. It's Orthanax.
I screw like a kid on Christmas, and I'm running at that bitch.
He starts to run. We're going to do a whole entire chase sequence. Chasing down Orthanax. Next time, as that's where we're going to end tonight's session, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank everybody for tuning into this episode of Tales of Lodrianth. I love you guys very much. I want to thank each of you for being here tonight and playing with me. You guys are the fucking bomb.com. Bunch of kings. It's been a rough week and just playing this game with you guys. It's definitely
whoa. You said bunch of kings. There might be a lady or two listening to the cast, dude.
I'm you know, I was talking about you guys, us. Right?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about the viewers.
Well, the viewers, I was gonna get to them next.
I was thinking about them.
I'm gonna turn to the viewers now. I love you guys so much.
I don't think I'm that beautiful. Don't gas them up too much.
No, I'm gonna gas them up, man. You're like, these guys are kings, you guys are princes and princesses. Or gender neutral royalty terms. I also want to thank our patrons on Patreon for supporting us as well. Melanie Droz, Melanie Cochilone, and Anakin Gross. You guys are awesome. I love you guys so much. And we'll see where this chase against Orthanax goes next time.
Dude's still a child, and he's over here sponsoring. He's got a 401k already set up.